Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. You may soon be able to order recreational marijuana right to your door in Massachusetts. Well, actually starting in about a 15-mile radius around Taunton, as it happens, because Taunton-based Freshly Baked kicks off operations for delivery this week as the first recreational company authorized to make deliveries not only in the Commonwealth, but the entire East Coast. Freshly Baked co-founder Philip Smith joins us now. Phil, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, Tiziana. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Good to have you. So, Phil, I understand that this week you're kind of working out the kinks, doing some friends and family deliveries, and you made your first official delivery yesterday. How did that feel?
Yes, it was a huge day for the company. Myself and another employee actually made the first delivery to Jenny Roseman, one of our other co-founders, and it was a very special day. It's something that we've been working towards for, you know, the last 3 years, really. You know, this is a long process to get licensed, and from the beginning, we really wanted to be involved in home delivery. You know, that was the best way to bring access to folks, and that's an important mission of the company, is bringing access to the plant.
So you're walking up to the house with the delivery. Did you feel like you were sort of making business history?
I definitely was. When we were driving down the street, and I'm driving down my street because it's so that's funny just in its own, and then when we got near the house, I think that was the point that it kind of really hit me. We're finally here, like all this work, like we're finally making that delivery. So it was just a very grateful feeling, actually.
Are you able to tell us what was in that first package?
Sure. Jenny ordered a few of our gummies, and she ordered some cones from Raw. So not a
all
big
right,
order,
so...
just a small order to bring to the home. But when we launch to the public, we'll have a full menu. But right now, we just have like a test menu on there right now.
All right. I want to stay with this delivery for a minute, Phil. There was a lot of controversy in the making of, you know, what rules would apply to cannabis home delivery. So tell us how this works. The order comes in, and what do you have to do to legally deliver that order that you delivered yesterday?
Sure. I mean, there's a lot involved. And, you know, to start, you would go onto our, you know, website or one of our third-party platforms. We use iHeartJane and Lantern if you're in Boston. And you would ask for your ID. You would put in your government ID. It would be confirmed. You would get a notification that you're confirmed to put in an order. You then had to go ahead and allow to put in your order. That order is then sent to the facility. And then at the facility, somebody would be picking your order. You'd be getting, you know, periodic notifications on the status of your order. Once that order is picked and it's all set, it's actually sent to another platform called OnFleet. And OnFleet is our vehicle dispatch technology and also our route optimization technology to make sure we're super efficient. Also at dispatch, we use Visual Labs. Visual Labs is a police monitoring system for police vehicles. We're actually the first delivery company to be using that system. So that's obviously super secure. From there, the delivery drivers take the product to the vehicle. They would then go ahead and check in with dispatch when they leave. Every time a vehicle stops and takes off, it has to check in with dispatch. And dispatch is also following that vehicle live time on GPS. So once that vehicle leaves and gets to your home, the dispatcher knows, they'll check in, say that they're there, they'll go to your door, they'll ask you for your ID again, they'll let you know that this order will be on body camera. That's super important. All the orders, transactions are on body camera per CCC regulations. If you're okay with that, we go ahead and complete the transaction. You can pay with your debit card. You can use CanPay or Hyper or some technology platforms that we're using where you don't have to use any debit. It's just an app on your phone. And then from there, we do our stuff on the back end, where that order is then sent back to our seed-to-sale tracker, which is logged into the state's seed-to-sale tracking system. We close out your order, and then, you know, we're good to go. But we're maintaining all the video footage from the vehicle. The vehicle has two cameras inside the vehicle that will be monitoring everything, along with both agents that come will both have body cameras on. So all of that is being recorded during the transaction.
And I guess it's important to remember that you're delivering a product that is legal here in the Commonwealth but is still illegal federally.
Sure. That is a good point. And I think, you know, because of that, there are a lot of, fears, if you would, that should be validated. And I think the CCC has been very thoughtful in the way they've gone about with the regulations to make sure that these deliveries are super secure. Like I said, you know, cameras watching every step of this, live GPS monitoring, and constant contact with the facility make sure that this is as safe as possible for both, not only the company, but for the consumer.
Okay, so Phil, you have one of a couple of different licenses that are available. Yours is a delivery license granted to a retail shop. When you look ahead, do you think you're going to make most of your money with people coming into your shop or through this kind of delivery?
Yeah, so we're a special license in Massachusetts. We're called a micro license, and that's for residents of Massachusetts. I'm also a social equity applicant and graduate of the first social equity cohort in Massachusetts. So the social equity program actually gave me the ability to get the delivery endorsement. As a micro company, we're vertically integrated with flour and manufacturing and now home delivery. So we don't have a brick and mortar per se, but this delivery endorsement does make us, it's kind of another milestone, really, of one of the first online dispensaries on the East Coast. So we don't have a brick and mortar. You would never come to our store. Everything is a storefront online, and that makes us super competitive. And with that exclusivity period, that's 3 years, that gives the little guy a shot to get in on the retail side, which is super competitive and dominated by big money. So, you know, this is just giving us a little chance to get a piece.
I'm just going to stop you there to clarify for the listener. You talked about being, you know, there are these social equity and economic empowerment applicants. And when you say restricted for 3 years, delivery is restricted only to people who qualify under those types of business licenses. Just
right.
So our listeners know.
Right. It's a 3-year exclusivity period where only companies that are 51% owned by social equity or economic empowerment applicants can even get a delivery license. And I think right now there's around 400 to 500 of us. So it's actually really a small group of us that are even eligible to do this. And as far as micro companies, there might only be one or two that are even eligible for the delivery endorsement.
All right. Now, you are one of these businesses as a veteran-owned business. So tell me how you and your co-founder came to the marijuana industry.
Yeah, so I'm a service-connected Marine combat veteran from the Iraq War. And my partner, Jenny Roseman, is a service-connected Air Force medic, and she was a 9/11 first responder at the Pentagon. We both connected through, you know, common goals in life, and I think that was to, you know, how do we get through and get along with managing our PTSD? And I think throughout the years, you know, we've both have our experiences with the VA, and the therapy is fantastic. I would recommend that for any veteran getting out, regardless of your service record. I think it would be a good idea. But the medications aren't always best for everyone, so... You know, it came to a point where Jenny and I both kind of, and this is kind of how we connected, said, you know what, cannabis we feel like is something that if we embrace medically, like, you know, this is something that we believe in. And we did, and we talk about it all the time. You know, it does help us manage our PTSD better than anything else. And it's definitely allowed us to, you know, do what we've done here in cannabis. This is very hard. It's not easy. We're not superhumans. And there's still days that we don't want to get out of bed. That probably won't change. You know, we're just normal folks. But cannabis is definitely something that has helped us. And bringing that access to everyone was a super important mission of the company. There's a lot of folks that, for multiple reasons, can't get out of the house, won't leave the house. And now with COVID, there's like a whole nother level. So, you know, the way that delivery works, it's very discreet. You know, the vehicle isn't marked. It comes up. It's an all-white vehicle. It's like any other delivery you would have in the neighborhood. And that just brings that access to folks that really need it.
All right. Phil Smith, co-founder of Freshly Baked in Taunton. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So Freshly Baked is the first business, but it won't be the last. And with the delivery industry coming online, we wanted to find out more about how it's regulated and what that could mean for the state. So joining us now is Steve Hoffman, chairman of the State Cannabis Control Commission. Steve, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks. Thanks for having me back.
So I know you just heard Phil Smith. So let me just start by getting your reactions to him talking about getting started this week.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, he told the story probably better than I can, both in terms of, you know, what the opportunity is for him and how he got there, but also how we've approached the regulation of this service. And, you know, I think Phil and Jenny deserve a ton of credit. You know, they're the first over the line. I wish them the best of luck. But I hope they're the first of many. And we certainly have a lot of people in the queue that have been waiting for delivery, both the courier model and the operator model of delivery, waiting for those licenses to be available. And now that they are, we see a lot of activity. So I think Phil and Jenny are going to have a lot of company down the road. And I think that's great for everybody.
So you just talked about that queue. And I want to break that queue down in a minute. But overall,
sure.
In total, how many delivery applicants are currently in the pipeline?
Well, there's two ways of or two different parts of the pipeline. So we for delivery have created what we call a pre-certification process. So prior to an applicant going to the city or town to get their approval to operate a business in that city or town, they can come to the commission and get pre-certified. Think about it as pre-qualification for a mortgage. And essentially, if they get pre-certified, they can go to the city or town and say, look, you know, we've gone to the Cannabis Control Commission and they say that, you know, we've got a good plan and that we're a real business, and that hopefully will ease the process of getting through the municipal process of approval. We've got about 50, slightly more than 50 people that have gotten that pre-certification. So that's one part of the queue. Once they've gotten approval from the city or town, then they apply through the Cannabis Control Commission for their license. We've got approximately 12 delivery operators and couriers in our licensing process right now, either waiting to get a provisional license or having a provisional license, or in the case of Freshly Baked, I've gotten a final license and are actually operational. So between pre-certification and people that are actually in our licensing queue, it's over 60.
And Steve, to be clear, the city or town has to authorize delivery in that community. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, and we worked very closely with municipalities on this. And the way it works is that a delivery company can deliver in the city or town in which their license, in which their headquarters is located. They can deliver to any city or town that has not banned retail, even if they don't have a retail store open yet. They cannot deliver to any city or town that has banned marijuana retailing, unless those cities or towns explicitly opt in to delivery, but they're not required to do so.
Okay, so, and I'm going to try to do this at a simple level. There are three types of these licenses: stores that are stores, and then they want to deliver from their stores; couriers who deliver for another store, that'd be like sort of like a Grubhub or a DoorDash kind of model; and then operators who can buy wholesale and sell online, delivery only, maybe like a mini Amazon. Is that basically right?
Not quite. So you know, there's definitely the Grubhub or courier model, where delivery service essentially contracts with a retailer to deliver on that retailer's behalf. There's the kind of Amazon model where, you know, the delivery company owns their inventory, warehouses it, and delivers it directly to consumers without involving a brick and mortar retailer. And then for micro businesses like Phil and Jenny at Freshly Baked, they can get a license to deliver their own product directly to consumers. Retailers cannot deliver themselves. They have to deliver using one of our courier services.
Through a courier. Okay. All right. And now, as we mentioned with Phil, for the first 3 years, essentially beginning now, only businesses that qualify as social equity or economic empowerment businesses can get approval to deliver, correct?
That's actually correct, although I'd expand a little bit. It's 3 years from the time that the first delivery operator begins operation. That has not happened yet. We have our first delivery endorsement, as Phil and Jenny just talked about. But until the first delivery operator is in business and actually delivering, that's when the three-year window starts. So it hasn't quite started yet, and it's going to probably be a few months before the first delivery operator is actually in business.
So a different license.
Pardon?
So a different license. So it's basically the first of a different one of these licenses. And I'm sorry, this is complex. And I want to try to comb it out for people.
That's correct. So the more complex these licenses, the one where, you know, the delivery company owns their own inventory, warehouses it, and delivers it directly to consumers without involving
Amazon,
a brick and mortar retailer. When the first of those open, that's when the 3-year time frame will begin, and the clock will begin for the 3-year period.
Okay. So, and that's kind of the tiny Amazon.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does. It does. And again, you know, I really just want to make sure that people understand the basics of how this is operating, because this is a big change.
It is. We've been working on this for more than 3 years. I don't know how many people remember, but in our original draft regulations, which we published in the winter of 2017, 2018, and then put out for public comment, we actually authorized delivery in that first set of draft regulations. We got a lot of pushback during the public comment period from public safety officials, from senior elected officials saying that was too soon. We should learn. I think the phrase was, we should learn to walk before we run. So we actually deferred authorizing delivery licenses for a few years. I think we've shown that we can regulate an industry in a manner that, you know, contributes to public health and public safety, where there have been literally no issues in terms of the rollout. And we feel now we can make the strong case that we can safely regulate home delivery. And so that's why we've introduced it at this point in time.
So, Steve, we're running out of time for today. Can I ask you to come back so that we can comb this out a little more and talk more about what it's going to mean in the future now that delivery is happening?
Absolutely. I'd be delighted to. You know, this is a very complicated topic. I could speak for hours and days on it. So I'm happy to come back as often and whenever you'd like. So look forward to that.
Let's do that. Steve Hoffman, Chairman of the State Cannabis Control Commission. Thank you.
Thank you.